Hello everyone, this is Luke. 안녕하세요 여러분, 루크입니다. In this lesson, we are going to learn about the nouns, nominalizing verbs. So, below you can find the list of verbs and their nominalized verbs counterparts. I'm going to read them out, okay? So, starting with 읽다, 읽다, 읽기. 읽기, reading. 쓰다, 쓰기, writing. 듣다, 듣다, 듣기, 듣기, listening. 말하다, 말하기, 말하기, speaking. 하다, 하기, doing, 하기. 가다, 가기, 가기, going, 가기, 가기. 오다, 오기, coming, 오기, 오기, coming. 보다, 보기, 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 watching. 먹다, 먹기, eating, 먹기. 마시다, 마시기, drinking, 마시기. 자다, 자기, sleeping, 자기. And 걷다, 걷기, 걷기, walking, 달리다, 달리기, running, 달리기, 사다, 사기, buying, 사기, 팔다, 팔기, selling, 팔기, 팔기, 서다, 서기, standing, 서기, 앉다, 앉기, sitting, 앉기, 앉기, 살다, 살기, living, 살기, 죽다, 죽기, dying, 죽기, 죽기. Okay, and I'm going to read out the example sentences here. 걷기는 하기 쉬운 운동이다. 걷기는 하기 쉬운 운동이다. Walking is an exercise that we can do easily. Or, walking is an exercise that is easy to do. So, 걷기는 하기 쉬운 운동이다. 쉬운 운동 means easy exercise, or exercise that is easy. 하기 쉬운 운동 means exercise that is easy to do. So 쉬운 means easy. And 걷기 means walking. So 걷기는 하기 쉬운 운동이다. Next, 나는 쇼핑하기를 좋아한다. I like shopping. Or literally, I like doing shopping. So 쇼핑하기 means doing shopping. Or shopping doing. So 나는 I 쇼핑하기를 shopping doing 좋아한다 like so 나는 쇼핑하기를 좋아한다 I like shopping 한나는 아이스크림 먹기를 좋아한다 Hannah likes eating an ice cream so Hannah is Hannah ice cream is ice cream 먹기 is eating 좋아한다 means like and ice cream 먹기 means ice cream eating. So, 한나는 아이스크림 먹기를 좋아한다. 비 오는 날 학교 가기는 쉽지 않다. So, it means it's not easy going to school in a rainy day. 비 means rain. 오다, 오는 means coming. 날 means day. So, 비 오는 날 is a rainy day. 학교, 학교 means school, and 가기 means going. So, 쉽지 않다 means not easy. So, 비 오는 날 학교 가기는 쉽지 않다. Now, next sentence. 제이는 오래된 CD 플레이어를 팔기를 원했다. Jane wanted
to sell an old CD player. Jane wanted selling an old CD player. So Jane means Jane. 오래된 is old. And CD player is a CD player. 원하다 means once, 원했다 means wanted. And 팔기 means selling. So, Jane은 오래된 CD 플레이어를 팔기를 원했다. Now, we got more example sentences here. 사기와 팔기는 비즈니스의 기초다. Buying and selling are the basis of any business. 지영은 공원에서 걷기와 새들의 노래 듣기를 좋아했다. Ji-young liked walking in the park and listening to birds singing. So, 공원 means a park, 걷다 means walk, 새 means a bird, 노래 is a song, and 듣다 is to listen or hear. So, Ji-young은 공원에서 걷기와 새들의 노래 듣기를 좋아했다. And the last sentence is 외국어를 배울 때 읽기, 쓰기, 듣기, 말하기는 모두 매우 중요하다. When we learn a foreign language, reading, writing, listening, and speaking are all very important. 외국어 means a foreign language, and 배우다, learn, 배울 때, when we learn, 모두, all, 매우, very, 중요하다. Important. Okay, so that's the end of this audio recording on nouns nominalizing verbs. So hopefully you've gained some more confidence in using these nominalized verbs and also be able to understand them when you get a chance to hear them somewhere or in some dramas. Okay, thank you for listening.